Welcome to the world today. My name is Frank Weltner. I am the librarian for JewWatch, the largest compendium of information about Jewish organizations and news on the internet today. In addition, I am the librarian and archivist for a new website, www.americanussr.com, which is already the largest compendium of history concerning the negative aspects of the United States of America, which the CIA, FBI, the presidency, the Congress, and all other agencies of the United States want you to know nothing about. My name is Frank Weltner, and this is The World Today, January the 12th, 2011. A day in which we find our country moving deeper and deeper into the valley of fascism, deeper and deeper into worldwide wars, one after the other after the other. Once one is finished, another one is prepared. So again and again we send our young men and women into battle. Trillions of dollars oozing from our federal veins. Our money being dragged down into the mud and the blood and the muck. Our people being harassed in the newspapers by being told that we are fighting wars that are totally necessary, when in fact just the opposite is true. We fight one conflict after another, simply to weaken our national resolve. Simply to embolden those who are torturing us, those who own our news, our banks, our industries, our government. The Judeo-Bolsheviks who ran the Soviet Union are now at large within the confines and walls of the United States, free to talk to every one of our congressmen and senators and presidents, free to hold highest offices within the presidency and within the Senate and House, within the Department of Justice, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Education, and every other department inside the United States of America, the American Soviet Union that has been clogged with Judeo-Bolshevik ideas and which has learned to perpetrate for the people of this country a deafening crescendo of bills, destroying our Constitution. Bills such as the Patriotic Act, which is the most unpatriotic act of all, and which is hidden beyond a title, which cloaks the damaging nature of the act itself. And so, my fellow Americans, I ask you, how much are you willing to suffer before you stand and confront those who have brought you so much pain, who have ruptured your federal and state arteries, who have betrayed you to those who wish to destroy your nation, those who run your banks, who run your Federal Reserve, who run your businesses, your war machines, your military, your Congress, your Senate, your presidency. Everywhere you look, these neocons, these Judeo-Bolsheviks of a different religion, who are committed to communism, who are committed to killing and maiming people around the world, and to creating a tribe of warriors within the military itself, who are so crazed with war that they won't mind coming home and taking their swords against you, the people of this country. These wars are nothing but a rehearsal of your death, the deaths of the little people of Baghdad and of Kabul, and of other nations in the Middle East, are simply training fields for the vicious soldiers that will someday come home. And when they are here, and if there's any even semblance of rebellion, they will be sent into the cities against you, stopping your cars, pulling you and your wives and children from their seats and slaughtering them in the streets, simply in a show of force, so that none of you will protest anything. For you will be so filled with fear that you will no longer even talk about the hatefulness of the federal government inside the freak show of Washington, D.C., where the Senate and the House walk the staircases of Congress and the Senate, their hands dripping red blood from the many wars that they have funded. The president speaking with blood pouring from his mouth and dripping from his hands as he speaks to the American people. A man so enclosed by blood and by war that every orifice that he has is bleeding profusely. If only you have the eyes to see. It will take you a certain amount of time to develop the bravery to be able to look at Washington, D.C. and to see the horror of that warmonger that has destroyed the Middle East, covering it with blood. And not only with blood, but with the nuclear dust from depleted uranium weapons which have exploded in the air. Can you imagine the pain and the horror in the Middle East? America has murdered millions of people in that area. They have coated it with nuclear dust, which is causing leukemia, cancers of all sorts, tumors just under the skin and deep within the bodies of these people. These people have to live within this graveyard of nuclear disease that we have strewn about every path where they walk and talk, where they pray to the Christian and to the Muslim gods, a place that we have poisoned for them forever, so that for millions of years this radiation will be killing one person after the other, brought to them by the United States of America, the great warmonger whose wars never end, but whose wars continue year after year after year. And there is no end to them, because there is no end to the blood-conquering savor of the country that wants to kill people, that wants to force those who might have a little bit of oil to give it up to the capitalists and to the Judeo-bankers in New York, who started the Soviet Union and ran it as a killing field, and who now run the United States military as the new Red Commissariat Army. The new Red Communist Army that now kills the enemies of Israel in the Middle East. Not for America, but for the bankers. The bankers who started communism, who paid for communism, and who decided that they wanted the Europeans of this world to die at the warlike hands of the Judeo-Bolshevik forces that are unleashed within America and all over Europe. Like John the Baptist, I am the voice in the wilderness, living a life of poverty and speaking to the people of this country over the World Wide Web, telling you, you must do something to stop the eternal hatred of the American beast in Washington, D.C., that everyone in the world must brace themselves to stop what is going on here. For this is the new Nazi Germany. This is the new Stalinist Russia. This is the new Cromwellian England. The United States, the warmonger, the warlord, the bloodied nation that spends much of its money on the military and uses it to kill millions of people. And who is to say that you will not be next? Just because you live within the United States or with England or within Australia doesn't mean that you are sacrosanct and that the United States will not attack you as well. For every time the United States is finished with a war, whether it be in Korea or in Vietnam, it is always in search of another place in which to attack. It is attacked in American countries such as Panama. It is attacked all over the American continent, and it's constantly trying to be silently at war with Cuba, and would have invaded it except that the Soviet Union, which is now Russia, has a treaty with it, an agreement with us that we will no longer try to attack it, because to do so had almost brought a nuclear holocaust upon America itself, because the friend of Cuba was Russia, which had nuclear weapons. And although we almost went into a nuclear holocaust, fortunately it did not happen. But that was unfortunate for the Middle East, because the forces of the United States were used against the Middle East, against the Vietnamese, against the Koreans, against everyone that we have fought against in this world. And we have brought nuclear dust from our nuclear factories and our bombs. They're covered with depleted uranium, which becomes a powdery dust of death that settles over every nation and within the lungs of every soldier that shoots the weapons. And these soldiers are returning to the United States complete with reservoirs of nuclear dust within their lungs, within their organs, all within them, all through them. And they are doomed to lives of leukemia and cancer simply because they served the first nation in the world to use nuclear weapons, whether it was depleted uranium or whether it was bombs themselves. A nation which set off bombs 2 miles from American soldiers, and even 1 mile, and then forced them to walk across ground zero. And within 20 years, every one of them was dead, while being told, oh, this will not harm you. You will be just fine. But just the opposite was true. For this nation is a nation of death. Mark my words and remember them. For this nation is a nation that loves to destroy freedom of speech, freedom of press. They have already attacked me because of one of my websites, which was JewWatch.com, the home of JewWatch News, which covered the horror, the absolute horror, of the Israeli invasion of Lebanon, in which 3,000 people in a civilized land were destroyed. Their children were murdered. Their wives were murdered. Their families were murdered. Dogs, cats, everything died within entire sections of Beirut, Lebanon, which was a city of art, a city of love, a city of culture, a city of 3 or 4 religions, where people lived within the confines of a city and all of them tolerated each other. But this was too much for Israel. So Israel went in and destroyed them from the air, from the sea, and from the land. Who is it that gives billions of dollars to Israel every year so that they can kill Arabs, so they can kill Christians living in Lebanon, Christians living in Baghdad, Christians living in Gaza, Christians living in Bethlehem? Well, it is the Christian nation of America, which the Jews who live in New York constantly tell us is not a Christian nation, that this is not a nation of any single religion. And this little 2% of Bolsheviks who live in New York, and many of whom speak Russian, since they came from Russia, many of them, imbued with communism, and went back imbued with communism, and started the Soviet Union using their banking money, and then came back to America, and are now in Brighton Beach speaking in Russian and laughing at the millions of Christians they murdered, and how the people of America allowed their dollar bills to be used to fund the Red Revolution, the Red Army, and the Cold War with Russia. That was a stupid war, a war that was designed to make the bankers wealthy, and nothing more. My name is Frank, Frank Weltner, which means truth, truth of the world. Frank means truth, and Welt, W-E-L-T, is the world. I am the truth of the world. And unless you heed me, unless you follow my words, you will be killed by these Judeo-Bolsheviks in America. The same way your Russian Christian brothers, 65 million of them, were slaughtered in the Soviet Union at the hands of the Judeo-Bolsheviks who run the banks in New York and in England, and who have used your money, your dollars, your pounds, to present nations to the world and to captive peoples that have slaughtered them again and again and again. Look at Pinochet in Chile. We had a government in Chile that was very democratic. The United States didn't like it. It didn't favor the capitalist pigs from New York enough. So they arranged a revolution using the CIA and all of its accoutrements of deceit and lies to overthrow the government of the democracy. Allende, who had been elected by the democracy, by the people at large in Chile, was said to have committed suicide on the steps of the government buildings. But in reality, he was killed. He was slaughtered. And a dictator named Pinochet, whom the United States kissed up to and licked blood from his hands and his face, a man just covered with blood for decades of cruel rule within this country of Chile, which used to be a proud democracy, having picked apart the democracy like vultures descending upon something that was at once divine, but now is nothing but skin and bones and organs that are pecked free of life, bleeding, beaks bleeding. This vulture, these series of vultures from the United States in Chile, destroyed the democracy and pushed this dictator to the top, where he murdered and tortured people for 20 years. At one point, he was caught in England, and Interpol wanted to take him to the Hague in order to try him for his crimes. But the United States, teary-eyed, said, "Oh no, not our dictator, not Pinochet, not the man who murdered those poor Chileans for us. He is our friend. Do not take him, for he belongs to us. He is synonymous with murder, and so are we. And so we will not let you take him." And so England released him to the United States. He was then taken to Chile, where he was able to die in peace. The murderer, the American bloodied dictator that destroyed that democracy. And these same Judeo-Bolsheviks who caused all of this from the New York banks has destroyed the democracy of America itself by passing the Patriot Act, which has summarily destroyed and deep-sixed our Constitution. And even though the law itself, the Patriot Act, is unconstitutional, because no act of Congress can destroy the Constitution according to the laws set forth in the Constitution, nonetheless it's been allowed to stand, because the United States is headed into Bolshevism, into communism, into Nazism, into fascism, a nation of war, a nation of dictators, a nation where people's freedoms and guarantees of liberty have been utterly destroyed.